We're combining two subjects in the one, wands, rods, and ceremony. It's all kind of interconnected. It's a vast subject, so the biggest question is where to begin. What is the purpose of ceremony? Does it serve a purpose? There's all kinds of ceremonies. Every religion has its ceremonies. Every Masonic lodge has lots of ceremonies of various fraternities and college. They have their various ceremonies. Every brotherhood has, or sisterhood has their ceremonies. And even as individuals, we have, everybody has usually one major ceremony in their life, which is what? You're going to one tonight, right?
Wedding.
A wedding.
A funeral.
A birthday.
Yeah.
A visa.
When we, why in the world do we have weddings anyway? Why don't we just say, okay, I want you for my wife. Come along, tag along with me. Why don't we just say that?
Some cultures
do. I do, but no, I'm no joke.
Why do we have a wedding? And the thing about weddings, you ever see that Steve Martin movie, Father of the Bride?
Yeah.
Well, I was amazed how much he spent on that wedding. What was it, $40,000? That was probably when it's worth $80,000 now or something like that. But maybe it was more than that. I can't remember. I remember it was a lot. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people spend a year's wages just on a wedding ceremony. Amazing amount. Why spend that much? Is there some purpose in it? No? Robin shaking her head.
More money to bring.
What are you thinking back to your wedding? Thinking, boy, I wish I had that money now?
No.
The illusion that if they put financial value into it, it'll have more value.
I think Artie and I had the right idea with ours.
Vegas?
What'd you say?
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas? Not quite.
Oh, that was a connection.
There you go.
We told everybody, don't give us presents. Just give us, like, I think we only asked for like $10 a piece from everybody. I said, everybody just donate some money, and we'll put all the money into this party. And come to our house, and we'll have the wedding, and we'll use all the money that you give us to have food and drink. And we had a great time. Matter of fact, I did an astrology chart on us to figure out the best time to get married. We wanted to get married on the first of the year. Since we were approaching the New Year's, we decided the New Year's would be great. It's great for my memory because that way I would never forget our anniversary. It's still possible. But if you know me. But one of the smarter things I've done, that I wouldn't ever forget our anniversary if we were married on New Year's. So I thought, well, let's see how good New Year's is astrologically. So I did a chart on it. And as I looked it over, exactly the stroke of midnight wasn't that good. There were some negative influences there that was in the way. So I moved it ahead, and 20 minutes after, that looked good. So I says, we got to get married 20 minutes after midnight. 20 minutes after midnight. I've only got drunk a couple times in my life, but I was happy at that time. I didn't consider myself drunk, but she's always giving me a bad time. You didn't even hardly know what you were saying when you were doing them vows. And the picture of me, I look a little. But anyway, we were pretty happy. And we had a female minister, Marius, and we had candles. We both had candles that we shared, and it was a cute little ceremony. And we wrote up our own vows, which was totally different wording than you know, the regular till death do you part type of thing. And it was very good. And Curtis showed up wearing this really wild jacket with lightning bolts on it and everything. He was really the hit of the party with that jacket. I asked him what happened to that jacket. He said he just completely wore it out. Everybody liked it so much that he just wore that jacket out. But we had a good time. Had a bunch of good old friends. It didn't cost us anything. The only negative thing was that Artie had to do most of the cleanup. And she's been grumbling about that ever since. She's still letting me know. We should have had some volunteers come in and clean up.
Should have saved some of that money to hire a house cleaner.
There you go.
And the purpose of marriage ceremony serve is the same that every ceremony serves.
Makes your mother happy?
It might do that.
It validates.
Look at me.
Yeah, Bill.
Tradition. It
what?
Way it's tradition. Gets the.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
It's witnessing. It's
witnessing.
It's a way of passing on knowledge and making things public.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. All those are truths, but it's not the answer I'm looking for.
Attention and attention.
Yeah. I'd be like that news guy who is a Jim Lauer or somebody. Wrong. who said that? Yeah. Legitimizes. Are you getting real close? Ah, she's got it.
She's always right.
It focuses energy.
I said attention and attention.
In other words, if you have a ceremony where you put a lot of time, effort, and get meaning into it, and it makes an impact on your consciousness, doesn't it make it a little harder to back out of it? You've got energy into it, therefore, you think, well, it's a lot more meaningful and a lot more impacting. And it seals the deal. Kind of, that's the way people feel. The big ceremony seals the deal. Boy, we can't back out of it now. Matter of fact, a lot of people get shaky feet. Then after the big ceremony, they're in. You know, well, I guess I'm in now. I guess there's no retreat. I guess I need to be the married man or married woman now. So the ceremony, the married ceremony, and every ceremony is the focus of energy. And what do you think would be interesting to run some statistics? Among people that have had a big deal type ceremony and people that had no ceremony, which one stayed married the longest? Probably didn't make much difference in actual happiness, but as far as who stayed married the longest, I would guess it'd be those with a meaningful ceremony, because what they do is they look back on that ceremony and how happy they were and how they felt at that moment. And if they just had just a regular ceremony, just a couple people, they look back, they don't even look back on it. They only look at the relationship as it is right now, which actually may be a good thing, but that's the way they look at it. But with the ceremony, they'll look back and think, well, I got to retrieve that moment. You know, and so it helps them refocus and keep the marriage intact. Yeah,
so
Bill.
How can you explain all the divorces in this room? That it just happens.
Well, it doesn't ensure that you will not ever leave the marriage. Just like if you get baptized into the church, it doesn't mean you won't ever leave the church.
That's the thing,
you know.
Shit,
I guess. I'm an exception to that rule, I guess. I've been married 24 years, never been divorced. We went and got married in Vegas, and the Elvis Chapel was full, so we went to the store. It's just, you know,
yeah.
My brother and sister and us, and that was it.
Yeah. Well, look at Garrett and Janine. They haven't been married, but they've been together happily. It looks like they always look happy together. Ever since I've known them, and they're one of the nicest couples I know. So
they're never together either.
Yeah, she's always traveling. Well, I knew this lady who was married to a ship captain in England, and her husband was gone 6 months at a time, and he was home for like 2 weeks. And then gone 6 months, home for 2 weeks, gone for 6 months. And during those 2 weeks, he treated her like a queen. And they just had the best relationship during those 2 weeks. And then he retired. He came home and retired, and she couldn't stand him.